My name is Rabbi Isai, lessons from the Lev, Parshas Ki Savoy. We come closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, Kasveinu V'Sefer HaChaim, L'man Chelo Kim HaChaim, to this amazing time, this great month that we have. And as we know, Slichos, our partners, is mostly Shabbos, as we read Parshas Ki Savoy, I think there's a direct relationship between Ki Savoy, as we'll read the Parsha, the Bikurim, the unfortunate events of the Klolos of the Parsha, which of course are read always two Shabbos before, because we can't take it, because it's so serious. We dedicate our Shir, the Zecher Nishmas, those that perished on 9/11, as we commemorate today, here being in the New York, New Jersey area, certainly something that you feel. We also commemorate the 50 years since the massacre in Munich. I continue to think of that as my son, Yaakov Chaim Ben Sarivka, sits in a very difficult spot on the Tapuach Junction, guarding Klal Yisrael, Rabbeinu Shalom, should protect all of our soldiers. And yes, the Queen perished this week, and I think certainly there are those greater than I that will be doirish this, and have already. But just the concept that during Chodesh Elul, sometimes we need to understand the godless of Malchus. And sometimes we can only stand Basar Vadam. And you see the caskets going around and people paying their respects. Maybe it will help us in preparing ourselves for the Yom Gadol V'Noira, where our entire being is only about being Mamlech the Ribbono Shalom. In fact, on Rosh Hashanah, there is no Slichos. Because it's getting the concept that Hashem is in charge of the world. That's, I think, a bit of what we'll speak about today. Yesterday, Chal Shudas at the Zchus of walking Rabbi Savolovsky to my dear friend, the Tigers, celebrating the Ofrof of their son, Ephraim. So he spoke about Hitchachos. If I'm not mistaken, he related that, I think he started going out in Parshas Mishpatim, where we talk about the Bikurim. And then he got engaged, I think, Kisovo, married in the Chanukah. And he said the related theme of Hitchachos is the realization year in and year out the Ribbono Shel Olam controls the world. And I have this crop only because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bein Latova and Bein Lara. Sometimes that basket was overfilled. Sometimes it wasn't exactly. But it all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It wasn't because of my miracle role. It wasn't because of Kol Chem Yotzim Yod Yisrael Zachayil. And of course, farming, as we are still in the midst of the Shemitah year, where he's talking about the Prusbul and the end of the Shemitah year, but a reminder, that was the profession of the time. Imagine if each of us had to take off every 7 years from our businesses. The concept is such an integral part of his chadshus. We're reminding ourselves, I'm a chadish b'tu b'chol yom tamid, every single year the Rabbeinu Shalom graces us. Mi Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah, of deciding what grace we will have in that year depending on how we have acted. And chadshus is something certainly that relates to marriage. So a person is supposed to feel that same way. The person got engaged and everything is bliss and under the chuppah. Ah. Yes, you have a chiyuv every day to feel that way. It doesn't only take an anniversary to say, thank you, this has been an amazing year. And it shouldn't take a Rosh Hashanah either. For being Melamech at the Rabbanu Shalom is a job that we have every single day. Just last week, our bar mitzvah boy Yonatan leaned so beautifully, but you see the hidchachos in it. The beauty, that difference between a bar mitzvah boy leaning and any other person who's done the parsha, 25 times. It's a simcha in it. Chachos is part of simcha, it's part of this concept. And I think at the integral level, the foundation of everything, of his chachos, is thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for where we are. And that's a concept in our second idea, but I think they're all related to each other. Is something that Rav Yudin, Rav Benjamin Yudin, in 2015 said on Torah Web. They put a beautiful sefer out. Transferring the attitude into gratitude. I think Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg coined the term, you have to have an attitude of gratitude, but quite possibly Rabbi Yudin said this way before. And we know that our practice, based on the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the El Yeraba, is that we, this Motzei Shabbos, will start reciting Slichos Achenu B'nei Svarit, has been saying it the entire month. And why we have this concept that you start it as would be a perfect example. Why don't we do it next Motzei Shabbos? Next Motzei Shabbos would be perfect. You only have, you know, one day of Slichas before. So you need to have at least 4 days. Why 4 days? Most of the Karbanos that I've brought, so Parshas Pinchas tells us, V'ikraft him. You shall offer. In contrast, on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us, V'asisem. You make an offering. Chazal infer that we're making ourselves worthy of an offering, or we, as Rabbi Neuberger said in his, I remember years ago, in his amazing Machzor Shurim, we are the offering. We say, look, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm roi for this. Without a Beis HaMikdash, it's us. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there was something called Bikur Mum. There was a 4-day period of physical inspection of each of the animals, assuring that they were blemish free. And that's the 4 days that is the minimum we have to have to recite Slichos so that we are ready to knock on the door to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yudin thinks that the Parsha is very much related. As the Parsha Bikurim, Parsha's Mishpatim, and our Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo, the Torah makes that farmer who brings up the Bikurim recite the Vidoy Maisers. What we recite, of course, on Pesach night as well in the Dorish. Aramid Oved Aviv, Ayed Mitzvah, Yagosham Mitzvah Miyad. It's a thanksgiving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, a declaration that this produce only comes from one, from our Maker, the Ribbono Shel Olam who directed our history, redeeming us from Egypt, where we were enslaved, taking us to the Promised Land. And in fact, when he finishes this declaration, he prostrates himself in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. David HaMelech, Tehillim Nun, recites, Zevach Toida Yechabduni. One who slaughters the Korban Toida, Yechabduni, honors me. This is understood, says Rabbi Yudin, in two ways. One is that one offers a Korban Toda, a Thanksgiving offering, honors the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Gemara in Bracha says, Nundalad Amid Beis, that an individual who underwent a challenge, a dangerous situation, say this Fermi Perik in Tehillim, Arba Tzrichim Lehoidois, you learn that those are the four things that Bnei Yisrael themselves went through when they were in Mitzrayim. Say Birchas HaGomel. I fly very often. If Moshe Feinstein, you still say Gomel. It doesn't matter if you don't fly a lot. If you fly a lot, excuse me, you still say Birchas HaGomel. We say the Korban Toda. We bring word to Korban Toda. Now we just say the Bracha. The Medinas Hayam, those that traveled the wilderness, ill recovered, so was in jail, Fechulu. Recognizing Hashem's divine providence over the world. That honors the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today, even by saying the Birchas HaGoyimah, Shechayavim, Chayavos Megalani Kol Tov. That's one explanation. However, Rashi says differently. He said that the word Toda is not thanksgiving. It's admission. Might be mixvas. And therefore, the Pasuk is understood that one who brings the Korban of repentance, of tshuva, and confesses his sins is truly honoring the Ribbono Shel Olam. The root of the word Toda, it's interesting to note, means both, to admit and to say thanks. And this is pointed out by Rav Huttner in his explanation of the Bracha of Moedim, where the theme of the final section, of course, of our Shemona Esrei, is also admitting. I heard years ago an explanation similar to this. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing we say is Moide Ani. It's not only giving thanksgiving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like Rav Huttner is saying by Modim. It's Modim and Mixus. We admit that yesterday was not a perfect day, and today is better. And thank you for giving me a lease on life, because today is going to be a better day. Here too, when we say Modim, we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that I can't do it myself, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all about you. Again, we said that first concept of Hitchachus is Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't believe I'm at this moment. I can't believe I'm here again, bringing the ability to come up to Yerushalayim. Everybody stood up for me as we walked, and I got there, and I said the Vidui Maisers. And now I'm here. Ah, Couldn't have done it without you. That's part, of course, of saying the word thank you. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And indeed, every time we say thank you, which sometimes is very hard for people, what are we doing? We're telling the person, I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. We're admitting something. What are we admitting? We're not just saying thank you. We're admitting, I couldn't have done it without you. And therefore, it makes sense that the Torah mandates in our parsha upon the recitation of the Mikra Bikurim, of the farmer prostrating himself before the Mizbeach, it's the ultimate act of submission to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hachnoa to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah, that's the ultimate form of Hakaras HaTov. When realizing that they have been the beneficiary of Hashem's bounty, they are grateful, they are humbled to recognize this. The Talmidei HaGra have a beautiful interpretation in the name of their Rebbe, the Gra, who says, why do we say in the Shema, Makabel Oil Machut Shemayim, which is the essence of Rosh Hashanah, right? As we said, there's no slichos. Even a shaila whether we should say the first words of Chatan Levanach, it's out because it's Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's that first Kriya Shema that we say. Ah, it's different. Famously, Rav Chaim, I think it was Rav Moshe with the Rav, says that the Shkia is no like unlike any other Shkia. They would go up and be able to see the Shkia. It's the Shkia of the new year. Rabbi Soloski added, and certainly this year, the Shemitah ends. Shemitah's Kesafim, the Prusbul that we did. It's a different year than any other year. But says the Gra, B'chol levavchem, b'chol moidecha, b'chol. Why does it say the b'chols? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The threefold b'chol, why? The uniqueness is that all is from Hashem. That's Hakaras HaTov. That's the all-encompassing. The Leket Yosher, one of the Talmidim of the Trumas Hadeshen, said that we dafka do slichos on Moitzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yosher felt that it could be done early Sunday morning. Normally, the best time to do it, we know, is before, is in the morning when you're getting up from sleep, as the Rambam writes. Svarim don't have this concept of the, like we have this Moitzei Shabbos. Why Moitzei Shabbos? Because of the joy of Shabbos itself. The joy of Shabbos emanates from the spiritual effects of the day. The greatness of a day that's kulo ruchnius, of studying of the Torah, of delights of Shabbos, even the physicality of the food that we have, the positive mood we're on Shabbos. That's why, of course, as a halacha, that's when we should be mekadosh l'chodesh, the lovana, or mevusa. We're in a good mood. But that's really who we are. And that's what we're supposed to go into slichos with. This tefillah of, as Rav Soloveitchik writes in Ha'ari Kedem, also in Eros HaRav, that it's like a Shemon Esrei. It's an extra tefillah that we beg the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, we get it. We understand it's all about you, Hashem. That's the Reishis. As the Midrash Rabbah, of course, it says, Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Bishvil Reishis. Hashem created the world. It's the Torah. And the Bikurim, of course, is also called Reishis. And now we can understand why the word was created, the world was created for Reishis, for Bikurim. Because it's the ultimate form of Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the foundation. That is what this day is all about Rosh Hashanah. Recognizing that all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and before I even do tshuva, I have to recognize that fact. Appreciating Hashem, that everything comes from Him. And therefore, the Medrash Rabbah teaches us, finally, in this concept that Rabbi Yudin so beautifully spoke out, the Medrash Rabbah says that when Adam asked Cain what occurred in the horrific act, what does Cain say? I did tshuva. Adam responds, Toiv lehoidus Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. The Chassam Sofer explains this midrash and says, Toiv lehoidus Hashem means it's good to confess. So that we're total, our total submission is with Hashem. Because it changes our character, it changes our midos, to be aware that you have to be makir toiv, because all comes from the Rabban Shalom. And finally, there is an important concept that relates to the parsha. We said Bikurim has to be v'samachta b'chol ha-toiv. We say those words in lo chalti be'oni mimenu. A person who's in the state of avelus who doesn't have simcha. He's not allowed to learn toiv pikudi Hashem misamche lev. He's not in that state like on the Tisha B'Av. But also, in the klalos, one of the greatest of the klalos is tachas asher lo avaltes Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levim rav kol. Something we have to remind ourselves. Rabbeinu Bechaya comments on this pasuk. The klalos came because we weren't b'simcha b'tuv levav. But again, it's the same two concepts we've spoken about. The hichadshus of realizing that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. I have to thank Him year in, year out. Certainly day in and day out. And the moedim that we say, thank you to the Rabbeinu Shalom, being moedim and mitzvah, that it all comes from Hashem. This is also the concept of doing mitzvahs b'simcha. Tachas Asher Avadi says the Rabbeinu Bechaya. A person is considered to be guilty. Shekasu bi'avoyis Hashem v'lo haita avoyda b'simcha. If I don't serve Hashem with happiness. Because we're obligated to be happy when performing mitzvahs. B'simcha. When we do the mitzvahs itself. V'shechayiv adam ala simcha v'hit asku b'mitzvahs. V'yasimcha b'maisa mitzvah. Mitzvah v'nei atzma. I have to recognize that doing the mitzvah in itself, besides the mitzvah, is reward in itself. It has to be done with simcha. And therefore a person is punished who doesn't do mitzvahs with simcha. Therefore, a person has to do the mitzvahs with simcha, with happiness and devotion. Yes, the Midrash Rabbah is quoted in Midrash and Bereishis, Vayishma Ruvain, that when Ruvain heard Vayotza Miyadam, that if Ruvain would have known that they were going to write him in the Torah, Ruvain heard it was saved in his hands, he would have carried Yosef on his shoulders to his father. He saw, he was happy in his heart, says the Pasuk in Shmos. We're told that so too, Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe, with drums and musical instruments would have been greeted, Aaron says. For Aaron would have known it was going to be written about him. He would have brought him out in more simcha v'tuv levav. Of course, relates to the Megillah, Rus. If Boaz knew that Hashem would write about him, and that she ate and was satisfied, he would have done it with great hislavas. And this is the concept, Rabbi. This is the concept of the power of simcha. The power mirov kol, of recognizing that Hashem is involved in everything that we do. For we, the Jewish people, have lived through downtrodden oppression. Seems sometimes that there's no middle ground. But that's what Rabbeinu Shalom tells us. And Rabbeinu Bechaya is explaining that it has to be done with great joy, with devotion, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Doing a mitzvah without being joyful has no effect. It's not done in the right way. And therefore, the Midrash gives this example of Reuven. Reuven, yes, attempted to save Yosef from his brothers. Because Yosef said, let's put him in the pit instead of killing him. His intention was to buy time. However, he realized that he would record in history, he would have saved him. That's a mitzvah that wasn't done with complete devotion and commitment. What does it mean? So the Shmuz speaks about this Rabbeinu Bachaya. And Rabbi Schaefer brings down this Rabbeinu Bachaya and asks, of course, an integral question: how can the Torah tell us to be happy? It's an emotion. I can't turn it on, turn it off. Sometimes I'm not happy. I wake up and work's out of the room. What does this Reuven have to do with this whole thing, he asks. Reuven's whole thing was a covetic thing. People have covet, they're power hungry. Right? Public recognition for fame. Is that what's going on over here? He said, if I would have known that I would have been written in the book and I would have all the lights, I would have done it in a more appropriate way, because it's going to look better for the Facebook post. It's going to look better on my Instagram. What's going on over here? So, as only he can, in his schmooze, Rabbi Schaefer says a great story about Sheldon Adelstein. It's an amazing story of a poor boy from Boston. Father, a taxi driver. Mother, running a knitting store. And at a young age, he showed what an entrepreneur truly is, becoming the owner of his first business at 12. And working up to own Las Vegas Sands Corporation, of course, owns the Venetian, amongst others. 2003 was $1.4 billion and decided, even at that oppressive amount, he took his stock public. And an amazing thing happened. His wealth increased by 750% in 2004. He was worth over $20 billion. And now the Adelstein Foundation and family worth way more than that. Forbes magazine said that meant within 2 years, it meant every single day he made $1 million. Imagine for a moment increasing your wealth by that. Sitting down to lunch and being $1 million richer at the end of lunch. Opening up a Daf Yomi and then $750,000 lying there. Lying down for a Shabbos night, waking up $3 million richer. What does it remind me of? That every moment that I live, I'm richer. The simcha of doing a mitzvah is both the byproduct of being turned into the effects of my actions. And at the same time, it changes the very essence of the mitzvah itself. It's a different category. A person who performs a mitzvah without enthusiasm, his value system is off. Joy is a great force that both allows a person to enjoy his short stay in this world, but propels him to achieve greatness in this world. We have to recognize how important simcha is in our lives. And the simcha b'tuv levav, merov kol, of having an attitude of gratitude, of being moida b'mixos, that all comes from one source. And that's the essence of the days that we're experiencing. Yes, it's a tshuva process, for sure. But we first have to recognize that. And the hitchachus of every year. How am I going to change? How many different? You have to work on the marriage. It's not about being the same person you were when you got engaged. The bar mitzvah boy can't just say, okay, I'm just going to lay in that parasha. He's got to do more and more and more. And yes, we have to get ourselves to a concept where there's simcha of all the mitzvahs that we do, even in those times when it may be more difficult. With only simcha, with only bracha, and with the continued hislavos for the mitzvahs, it's chadshus for the mitzvahs, and a simcha at the same time.